Well, the tri-state is getting drenched this afternoon with Tropical Storm Fay. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen joins us again with the latest.
Yeah, let's talk about those new flash flood warnings that have just been extended and expanded for parts of the area. The city, nearby sections of New Jersey, all five boroughs, initially was till 4:30. Queens and Nassau, there's a feeder bend that's coming in from off the ocean and going right across the western part of Long Island, the western part of Nassau, I should say, and on into the city, has produced a torrential amount of rain, over 2.5 inches of rain per hour, if it were to last that long. And that's how hard it's coming down and is causing extensive flooding right now. And that has prompted a new flash flood warning until 4:45 for Queens. So it extended for Queens and it's expanded into Nassau County now, again until 4:45. The tropical storm warning stays in effect. The high surf advisory continues for the coastal areas. There is still a small chance of an isolated weak tornado or a weak water spout out to the east of the city, and to the north and west of the city there will continue to be flooding rains with many road closures anywhere around the tri-state region, actually. But the steadiest and heaviest rain is north and west of the city right now, with the tropical downpours to the east of the city as a Fay, approximately around Atlantic City, continues to track right on up the Jersey Shore.
That's WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen. And as he talks about the Jersey Shore, our WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg has been speaking to mayors in that area. Mac, what have they told you about the impact there?
Well, so for a lot of these shore towns, Linda, this was kind of a quick zap this morning, albeit a strong round of rain that inundated towns with flooding. I spoke to one man who was in Avalon. He told me they got crushed with 4 to 5 hours of that heavy rain, said it really surprised many of the summer residents and tourists who were there. I spoke to Wildwood's mayor, Pete Byron, who told me really this was nothing major. He pointed to the fact that the flooding came solely from the rain, not any kind of tidal wave, which is when you see the bulkheads, you know, start to sustain some storm damage and even break. But as the rain slowed down, the sewers, he says, were able to recover and handle the water that had been coming in. You also think about outdoor dining on a day like today, especially with indoor dining still not allowed. Byron says that for the breakfast and lunch places, it was a wipeout. But for dinner, it should be able to happen. But in the northern shore towns where that rain is carrying through into the mid-afternoon and into the evening, some places are only going to be able to open for takeout. And really not much in the way of power outages today. This really has been more of a flooding issue than anything else.
WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg with the latest.